Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from McNairtney to Hansen and they have Robinson trapped. The throw over to Skowron, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. There goes Cater. The throw from Echeverrin to Aparicio, and Cater is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Bulfari moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bulfari scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Gene Freeze's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. McNally reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Echeverrin moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. John Romano pinch hits for Tommy John. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joe Horland pinch runs for John Romano. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Horland moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron strikes out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-3 in the game. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freeze. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is safe. Freeze steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Freeze moves to third. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen is walked intentionally. Stu Miller now pitching. Pete Ward pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Higgins covering, for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Blair moves to second. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Etchy Barron is walked intentionally. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Stu Miller. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bulfari bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Bob Locker now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held moves to third. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 4 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Freese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Martin strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Skowron moves to third. Freese moves to second. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bob Locker. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Brabander. Skowron scores. Freese moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Brabander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Gene Brabander. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.